producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fresh air.
The Chinese must have been there.
It's 20 degrees here where I am.
Really? Things that's cold. Changed.
It is rather chilly. Yes, it is. Thank you for recognizing that. We're embarking upon the middle of the work week for many of you. It's Wednesday, November the 18th. Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program with Ken Kessler. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Yesterday, our consultant said, why are you giving out the phone number and the social media addresses if you haven't talked about anything yet? And I just was thinking to myself, how would you be prepared to jump on the gun to get us what you're thinking?
Get out
is?
A piece of paper and write this down.
Right. Have it close by, wherever it is that you keep things that are close by. Interesting and important and compelling things come out of my mouth, Jennifer's mouth, every day. I don't know how much more compelling the arrests, the attack, the mastermind.
Oh, this is great news.
You do? What, the arrests?
Yes, definitely. The story this morning, if you missed it overnight, is that five terror suspects were arrested.
The big guy, though.
Well, but you know what? Five terror suspects is a good thing. Two others killed. This was the woman that they knew was involved with all of this. Right.
Well, can you imagine doing that yourself? Let's put yourself in her position, Jennifer. Strap yourself with bombs, and at some instant you go from the life that allows us to breathe the air, love people, and acquire various things. We've gone from that reality in a second to nothing. You're gone. Finished. Everything about you. I mean, who's going to remember this woman? Who's going to remember? Maybe her family will, but she blew herself to smithereens. Does that take courage? Kenny said it was cowardly.
In their brain, it takes courage because you're paying the ultimate sacrifice for God.
Yeah.
That's what's going on for them. To me, these people are just criminals. They're lowlives.
Mm. Well, criminals, lowlives, they have people somewhere, somehow, there's someone who loves Abdul Hamid Abbas.
Of course, everybody's got a mother.
Yeah, right. So there's that. And then the French and the Russians and the Americans pummeling the ISIM strongholds. The United States rules of engagement are being scrutinized somewhat. Number of airstrikes against the ISIM dwarfs all the others combined. That is the number of airstrikes. We're, what, four times more than anybody else? We talk about some consortium. But there is no real consortium. It's the Americans doing most of the bombing. Now, the French are in it.
Well,
The Russians are going to go get, they will spend, what, $50 million to find out who blew up their plane?
Mm-hmm.
$50 million bucks. Where do they get the $50 million, do you?
Taxpayers?
Well, are there taxpayers? That's all. How do they collect money in Russia? Do they actually have a tax system?
Yeah, I don't know if they do. I doubt that they do. It's probably all kind of baked in, but let's see. Let's look it up.
Russian taxing. Let's compare that to what
Vladimir
we do.
Says, this sack of money belonged to me.
Okay, so the primary tax law is for the Russian Federation. Let's see. The first part, enacted in 1998, regulates relationships among taxpayers, tax agents. Ooh, I don't know about that. How do they do it?
That's a question. I don't know.
I'm going to keep reading through this.
There
was some big deal that happened, obviously a switch in the late 90s, and they put in a new tax code in three parts. That's what I'm going through right now.
All right. So while you're doing that, there's a review out today of people who are potential terror attackers. And the explanation as to why more people are putting themselves on the line to join ISIM, to combat Europeans that will go to the Middle East.
You might want to explain why you're calling this group ISIM.
ISIM?
Yeah, because I think
because
people
that's what I want to do with them is ISIM.
You just don't know.
Okay. All right, I'll explain ISIM.
Yes.
ISIS is an Egyptian goddess. Shouldn't be. The ISIS term is not well thought of or looked upon by Middle Easterners because they have great regard for ISIS, the goddess. Okay? And because ISIL gives them more credibility, whatever the L stands for sounds like a bogged down, bogus term that the current administration came up with to give them some kind of respect. And so the news media, of course, going as lackeys associated with their like of their current administration, takes ISIL and uses that. And so I don't want to use either one of those terms. And I figure a good way for us to look at them is to think about them and what we want to do with them. And what we want to do with them is ISIM. Right? Does that make sense?
Not really, but it does to you.
And that's we'll go with it.
Wait a minute, Kenny, does that make sense to you? Way I explained ISIM. I want to ISIM.
Yes, no, it makes sense. It drives me crazy, it makes sense.
Why does it drive you crazy?
I'd rather
call him ISIL?
I just call him ISIS. I'd rather call him, if I want to make him mad, I'd call him Daesh, because that is what
makes him mad. Yeah.
Hey, okay, so the Russian tax code is... it looks like it's heavy on companies. It's flat or regressive tax rates. Mm-hmm. It's centralized for the federal state, relies on the proceeds from oil and natural gas corporations. In 2006, the tax to oil companies was 45% of net sales.
Mm. 45% tax?
Huh. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Most of those people are Vlad's pals. The old KGB gang got in charge. They just bumped off everybody that was running the oil companies, and that's how there's so much rich. There's so many rich KGB agents.
Yeah,
because they took over the oil. And you see all these Russians wandering around Los Angeles and New York buying up all the real estate. Those are the people who were KGB agents that basically came in, killed all of the people who were running the oil companies, and they took them over themselves.
The tax code brings in 68% of federal revenue, and so it's a flat tax, essentially.
Okay.
Somebody should tell that to all the Republicans founding the flat tax. Yeah. Yeah, although I'm one of them.
Let's have a system model on the Ruskies. Right?
Why not?
Yay. Okay. So it's 14 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to find out what Charlie Sheen's girlfriends didn't know. 14 after, this is Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. for the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
17 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so yesterday, Charlie Sheen was interviewed on the Today Show by Matt Lauer. And on that program, in that interview, he divulged that he has the HIV virus. And he also said that, when asked by Matt Lauer, did the ladies that you were with know that you had HIV? And he said, yes, he had told them all. Well, as you can imagine, the hard-hitting Howard Stern program went right after one of his girlfriends, his former live-in partner, Bree Olson, said in the interview with Mr. Stern that Charlie Sheen never told her anything. He never said anything to me, quote-unquote. I was his girlfriend. I lived with him. We were together. We had sex almost every day for a year. And, of course, Sheen had a couple of other girlfriends at the time, one named Natalie.
I remember he had the live-in, the live-in twins.
The goddesses.
The goddesses, that's right.
Yep. They all said they didn't know he had the virus either.
Now, that was the time he claims he found out that he had HIV, and that's when he went on that crazy Tiger Blood winning video campaign.
Yes, right. Yep, yeah. Well, anyway, I just thought that you'd want to know what the hard-hitting news was from TMZ today.
Hey, if he did that, total scummy, and I believe he probably did. Well,
he's a little scummy. Anyway, Jeb Bush, not to follow up a conversation about Charlie Sheen with Jeb Bush.
I don't think those two have ever been linked before.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
He's going to address today the path forward in the war against ISIM and radical Islamic terrorism. He's got a paper coming out. He's going to make a speech about it. He wants to rebuild the military. What is there that these people don't understand about what's going on in the military or the world as we know it? The military is basically useless unless you get to a point where you need bodies. The military structure that we have isn't something that needs to be rebuilt. We've got to prepare for cyber attacks. We have to be prepared for drone attacks and things that are not of the conventional form. We only use soldiers in circumstances like we did in Iraq and Afghanistan and now perhaps against ISIM. But under the circumstances, these people, because they're just so patronizing of those folks who think, well, we have to have the strongest military. We have the strongest military. What do we do with it? We fritter away the assets by wasting them in circumstances like Iraq and Afghanistan. We have all of this money that we've spent, all of these people who are put in harm's way, and all these people who have died for nothing. What are you going to build up? What is there that people think we have to build? We need more ships that nobody's going to want. More planes that nobody can use. One will never even... The week before, we were talking about this new plane that's been designed that will never fly, and they know it'll never fly? So what does that mean?
Well, I think instead of saying bolstering and building, I think what needs to be done, and I think you bring up a good point, is revamping. I mean, there's a lot of waste. There's a lot of stuff going on
offensive
in the military, backdoor deals.
Jennifer, it's so offensive to have the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that is so much billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, and nobody addresses it. That's what Jeb Bush should be talking about.
Right.
Then he might have a chance of getting my vote, in fact. 21 after the hour, if that's what he's interested in.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now, 23 after the hour, as folks get themselves focused on the middle of the work week, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kenny Kessler. Time for us to sort of relieve ourselves of the fear, of the anger, of the involvement that we have with what's going on in the world that may or may not, in fact, impact us directly. When I was driving home this morning, I was looking at the stars, or looking in the sky. As soon as I turned out of the road where Meredith is, and I looked up in the sky, and I had forgotten to tell people about this. If you look in that would be the northeast sky. Pretty much every morning, I think you can see it now, Jennifer, but we can see it on the East Coast very clearly, the International Space Station. At this time of year, the sky being what it is and the track of the International Space Station being what it is, you can see it, and it's really bright and amazing to look at. One of those great accomplishments. You want to feel good about something, look up in the sky and see the International Space Station. Look up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! No, it's the space station! So there's something to feel good about. Also, on the late night shows last night, a couple of monologue clips. Here's Stephen Colbert joking about the news out of Japan that a robot passed an entrance exam to go to school.
It's hard to tell who are the people and who are the robots. That's how fast the robots are progressing. Yeah. And I don't know about you, but I sincerely fear the eventual enslavement of the human race by the metal men. I know what you're saying. Oh, they'd never do that. And it's only getting worse because there's shocking news out of Japan. Robot designers have now created an artificial intelligence robot that recently passed Japan's standardized college entrance exam. It's like their SATs. Okay, so this thing's going to college. The only silver lining is that there might be a chance now to avoid a robot uprising, because after earning a Bachelor of Arts in medieval French literature, the robots will not be able to enslave us because they'll be too busy paying off their student loans.
Okay. One can hope.
Yes. Seth Meyers joking about Chris Christie.
Governor Chris Christie said in an interview yesterday that New Jersey would not accept Syrian refugees, which is too bad because Syrian refugees would be the first people ever to arrive in New Jersey and say, hey, this is much better.
Okay, Seth, thanks very much for that. All right. So daytime programming, as you know, I don't have to explain this every day, I don't think, or do I? Our consultants, we have to explain things. That's why Wendy. That's why Jennifer went back to suggesting that I talk about what ISOM is. Well, Wendy Williams is a lady who was a disc jockey and quite well known for her boldness, shall we say, on the radio. And she got connected to a television production company, started doing some TV, and somebody really figured out that this woman was very talented when it came to actually talking to people about their issues. That's what she does best. So here is a clip from yesterday, audience members' question about whether the audience person, this lady, is smothering her adult child too much.
I have a 28-year-old daughter at home. She is my best friend. We do everything together. She has talked about moving out, and whenever she talks about it, I discourage her. I make her feel guilty. I tell her how lonely I'm going to be, who am I going to shop with. Is it wrong for me to guilt her to stay home and not encourage her to move out?
You are not just wrong, you are dead wrong for this.
She's my best friend.
Listen, kids aren't best friends. Kids are kids. Let her move out and spread her wings. You don't have a life?
I'm trying to get one.
We're not old. Get your life.
No, we're not.
Okay.
All right, here she answers a question about what to do with a coworker who has a bad habit.
I work in an office, about 10 ladies. We have a new coworker, and she literally hums all day from 10 in the morning, 6 in the evening, same four notes, over and over, and nobody even knows if it's a real song or what. How can we get her to stop without being too rude or really offending her?
But well, find the least rude person in your office and have that person represent them. Then you're going to represent everyone else, okay? And but be kind. Maybe buy her lunch that day.
Buy her lunch, okay.
Yeah.
It's really.
She's new. It'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Electronics continue to top holiday shopping lists, but how do you choose? Tech expert Andrea Smith partnered with brands to give us five gifts to cover everyone. Andrea, what are some tech gifts for the home?
Oh, a new smart TV. Samsung's JS9500 SUHD TV tops my list. 4K means the picture is double the resolution of high def. SUHD has the brightest picture, plus the curved screen really immerses you into what you're watching. And the Nest Learning Thermostat is a smart device that saves money by turning itself down when you're away. It can be controlled remotely from your smartphone so you can turn up the heat on the ride home from work.
How about a gift for creative kids?
Oh, the Little Bits Gizmos and Gadgets Kit comes with everything to create 12 projects. It's the ultimate invention toolbox, and it gets kids interested in science, electronics, and robotics. The pieces snap together with magnets to bring those gizmos to life.
Something unique and personal.
Yeah, fill in the missing details of your family's history. Ancestry DNA is a service that combines DNA results with millions of family trees and historical data from around the world. The test uses the latest in genetic science to help identify potential relatives.
What would be a good gift for Dad?
The Seek Compact device transforms your smartphone into a thermal imaging camera. It plugs in and allows you to detect heat at infrared levels, what your eye can't normally see, like heat escaping from a window.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit KillerApps.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, vitamins and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Also known as the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Doug Kessler's here. Hello to everybody. The trending items at DougSteffen.com today focus the attention of our listeners, and I guess if you're reading this, you're a viewer of sorts, on the raids in Paris last night. Paris suburbs shot up, people blowing themselves up, that sort of thing. But the thing that has people crying today, Bobby Jindal has announced he's out of the race.
He is a really nice man. I know it's time for people to go.
Yes,
this one makes me sad. I wasn't supporting him for the president, but he was he's such a nice man.
I got to meet him.
He's very good. And he's very good in front of a crowd. And I think I was telling you guys off air, I think what stinks is that when people decide they want to run for the presidency or a big office, they get so overworked by staff that thinks they know how to resonate with people and stuff, that sometimes what makes people great gets ground right out of them because they're put into what
their
they think is going to win. Exactly.
Right. The sales job.
And sure it's like, it's such a bummer because I think this guy actually truly, you know, I always like to decide who the candidate is that's in it for their heart and not in it for just political gain.
Mm-hmm. We really want to help.
Right, and I think that's Bernie. I think that's Bernie Sanders. I think that's all the anti-establishment candidates, and I think it was Bobby Jindal. I don't think he was like a career politician, and it's just, it's a bummer because that gets taken away.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, focusing on the presidential race and whether or not it's like a reality television program. You know, the days of Survivor when they're whittling down people at the end of the season. Who do you think will be the next candidate that drops out? We might want to do tomorrow, Kenny. Who do you think should be
right.
the next candidate that drops out?
What I posted on Facebook.
Is that what you posted on Facebook? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you give who do you think will or who do you think should
good.
Be?
Right. Okay.
You know, the only thing I don't like about this Survivor reference, Ken, is that I've now visualized all of the candidates with their shirt off holding a flaming torch. So thanks for that.
Hillary with her shirt off. Sorry. No. Oh, I don't think so. Oh. Carly Perry. No. And Christine with his shirt off. I don't think so. All right, so who are on the other people on the list? Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, Chris Christie, Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, Jim Gilmore, huh? Lindsey Graham, he's Mike doing Huckabee, it. John Kasich, George Pataki, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Rick Santorum, Donald Trump.
Wait a second. There's no Democrats on that list, Kenny.
Yeah, that's a
yeah,
bad idea.
It's the 14 GOP candidates that are left.
Okay. Well, let's see, all of them, the only ones that I care, this is Doug Steffen speaking his mind. John Kasich, I think, needs to stay in there. Rand Paul needs to stay in there. Donald Trump needs to stay in there.
Finally, we agree.
Carly Fiorina needs to stay in there. And that's about it, as far as I'm concerned. They're the only ones that have anything to say to me. What about you, Jen?
After that last debate performance, I told you, Kasich can pretty much go. Right. I would say I'd like to see Donald Trump stay in there. That's just about it.
That's it. All right.
No, Kenny. And I like Ted Cruz, too.
What are folks saying in Facebook exchange? Facebook.com/good day. Twitter, good day.
As far as this goes, one big vote for Rand Paul. Mm-hmm. And
one giant step for mankind.
Yeah.
I think Rand has a lot to say. It's just when you have moments like this with national security going on and you go, is he going to be the guy? Although he's the one, I don't know if you guys heard this, he's been trying to use this for his own, for his poll numbers. But Rand has been talking about how when Marco Rubio was doing the Gang of Eight, he was like, let's let everybody in. And Rand Paul was the one who had introduced legislation that said, no, we need to vet these people. We need to check their background. We need to see who they are coming in here. So he's really flying that flag over the last couple of days.
So who's on top of the Republican heap poll-wise? Is Trump still there? Is it still close between Carson and Trump?
Yeah, it's close. It depends on the poll.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But they're really close together.
They are. Okay. So the Carson thing is being attacked somewhat, or is being criticized, or the chiseling away maybe is a better way of putting it at Carson's credibility. Comes back around to his foreign policy weaknesses. I remember, I'll never forget, one of the best lines from the 1992 campaign was George Bush the father attacking Bill Clinton, suggesting that the only international experience he'd had was what he got at the International House of Pancakes. It was one of the great lines of that campaign. It didn't do him much good, but
yeah. That's probably good to laugh, though.
Yeah.
Hey, since before we move on from politics,
hey, okay, Jennifer,
question,
hey. Yes.
And this is, we won't talk about how you love him and I don't love him.
Okay.
But John Kasich, I've always said Kasich, but I noticed after the debate last week that some of the moderators were calling him Kasich.
I think I've heard it both ways, and I think I've used both ways. Excuse me, I don't remember.
Kasich. I think it's Kasich, though, right? Wouldn't we know if it wasn't Kasich?
Yeah, I think it is Kasich.
It throws you for a loop when you hear people on TV using something that you've never even thought about.
Yeah, people have a hard time pronouncing these names, like Trump. How do you pronounce it?
Hey, we just got it. Well, we're doing
Huckabee.
Huckabee. That's a great
Pataki.
Say Huckabee and Pataki. Those are fun ones.
Huckabee and Pataki.
Huckabee and Pataki.
And Santorum. Sounds like something you'd get if you had a problem in your groin.
We just got an email, or I just got an email from our listener, Kathy.
Yes, hi, Kathy.
And
hi,
Kathy.
Have one listener named Kathy?
Well, I don't know, but the one that emailed me right now just made me laugh out loud. She was writing in regards to that Wendy Williams bit that we just played. And so here's what she said. Hi, Jen. Regarding working in an office with a lady humming all day long, years ago I worked the night shift at a hospital. I started whistling and was enjoying the night until a coworker asked me, have you ever swallowed a whistle? Needless to say, I never whistled again, but found a radio to turn on.
Yeah. That was the Doug Steffen Good Day program. For those of you who may not have heard in the last half hour, we have bits and pieces of television programs that we listen to with fond aplomb. And one of the things that Wendy Williams is good at is giving audience members advice about what's going on in their lives. So this woman happened to ask Wendy what to do about a coworker who is always humming the same.
I just think that's funny. Have you ever swallowed a whistle? What a jerk.
All right. Let's go. Let's get back to the immigration issue, shall we?
Oh, why not?
Immigration is a big, not just this year, but it's been as long, let me see, when did it first become an issue for me? When I first, it must have been the 80s, maybe the early 90s when I first started thinking about the problems of immigration. But this country has had a really long history of problems with immigration. To wit, from an old Jimmy Stewart Western called Broken Arrow, in this scene, the Americans negotiating with the Apaches, you know, we're trying to get them to go onto their land because we want to do what we did so well and not screw around with people that were already here. The final dispute was that the Americans said, you cannot go into Mexico anymore. Here's how one of the chiefs, and you may, those who've been around for a long time, recognize this voice. It's Jay Silverheels, who played Tonto on the Lone Ranger television program, but he happens to be the chief in this. I'd say he was typecast, wouldn't you, Kenny? We'd have been around. If that had happened today, he'd probably be able to sue somebody for typecasting him as an Indian, even though that's what he was. All right, so here he is talking about what they will do during the negotiations.
Today we cannot go into Mexico. The American general says no. Already our territory is smaller. Where will we get corn, blankets, horses, if not by taking them from the Mexican as we always have?
The American government will give us cattle. We will raise them and trade them for our needs.
The answer of a woman. I am not afraid. I speak from my heart.
You speak well.
Speak more.
It is not the Apache way to be grandmothers to cattle. Cochise has lost his taste for battle, and so he is ready to surrender. He throws away our victories. It is not this false peace we need, but a new chief.
Yeah. There's all kinds of subtle suggestions in that, I suppose, right? Or was it subtle?
No.
No? Actually, you could make an argument for that. The what went on with the Indians when we put them into we're not supposed to even call them Indians anymore, right? Native Americans.
I think they like Redskins better.
Redskins, yes. Of course, they do. So anyway, the Redskins and the Indians or the Native Americans, they aren't even really Native Americans. They're not Native to American. Their ancestors came across the Bering Sea where the Eskimos are, and they came down. You know, they're related to what we now call Eskimos. Are we supposed to call them Eskimos anymore, or are they Native Alaskans? Somebody in Alaska, call me, 888-302-3684. What happens when somebody calls you an Eskimo?
I don't know, but it used to be a good thing. My mom would be like, oh, you're all wrapped up cute. Like an Eskimo.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Anyway.
Remember the Eskimo kiss? Wasn't that with your nose?
I remember, yeah, right. And then there's the Eskimo pie.
Oh, those are so good.
They are. Anyway, the that clip sort of reminded me or made me think about how the welfare state, I thought maybe more than talking about immigration in Mexico, when you listen to them talking about what they're going to all get from the government.
Cattle.
Right? Yeah. Let's get it while we can get it. So it's 44 past the hour on today's Good Day program.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. Right now, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 50% off. Plus, Vistaprint's collection of personalized one-of-a-kind gifts is also up to 50% off. Hurry, offer ends soon. To get this incredible deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code CARD50 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code CARD50.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out what the latest is in the same-sex adoption routine as I look around what it is that we ought to be talking about or what we might be interested in. Remember that Utah judge who last week ordered a girl, a small girl, taken away from her same-sex foster parents, placed in a, quote, more traditional home? Remember that from last week?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so now
well, he recused himself.
Taken himself away from the case. And those of you who are wondering why, the avalanche of thunderous criticism that rained down on him, this was the first serious challenge to same-sex adoption rights since the Supreme Court same-sex marriage ruling last summer. Probably won't be the last.
You know what gets me about this one?
Under what circumstances would you not want to place a child who is in need of love, care, attention in the hands of someone or somebody or a couple of people who loved each other and who showed that they could take good care of a child? I mean, look at the kind of problems that there are in the world with children being reared by people who actually care about them.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think, but here's the thing. The country's great because we can have these debates, and that's fine.
Yep.
But for a judge to actually take, I mean, I always sympathize with the child, and a child who's been given up for adoption already has a huge plight in life. Not that it's worse than the alternative. I think it's the right option to make, but you put a child with parents, and then they don't know if it's same-sex. They just know that they're getting love. You know, they know that they're in a safe environment, and then to pull them out of that environment because you disagree with it and put them in someplace else doesn't seem to be very sympathetic to the kid. I mean, have a debate about the issues if you want, but why pull a kid out of someone's home when you've already given them custody of them and there's no wrongdoing?
Because of your narrow-minded...
Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make any sense, but people are so motivated these days by what their beliefs are. They don't pay attention to the job. The job is that it's like the woman in the that wouldn't give the marriage licenses to gay people because it was against religion. Then you're fired. That's the job requires you to do what the law says. If you don't agree with the law, you're fired. Or you recuse yourself or whatever it is, excuse yourself, or you do because she's elected, they have a petition to get her out of there. But when you do what you're not paid or supposed to do, or you say, I'm not doing this because it is against my religious beliefs, that has nothing to do with
attempt
a job.
Attempt to change the situation or change your situation. And that's the same thing. You know, you bring up Kim Davis, it's a great one, or like the people, the mayors and the police chiefs in sanctuary cities. It's like, if you're not following the law, why do you get to choose which laws you follow? I mean, I don't get to do that. You don't get to do that.
If that were the case, it would be a lot of laws I wouldn't follow, and I still don't, but I try to be quiet about it. All right, it's pronounced Kasich.
Right.
His parents call him Johnny.
Ooh. Just don't call him late for dinner.
No, right, exactly. He is one of the most experienced candidates in the field, and he does have a shot, I think, at being the vice president. I don't know that I like what you just told me about him.
It just feels big government to me. I'm just tired of that.
Yeah, well, but he's Ohio.
We'll see. Yeah, but he's Ohio. That's right.
He's Ohio and Florida. 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk, or it's Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbin is here, technical editor for Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on Chromebit. You know, those things that wealthy people buy for their horses.
I know what a bit is.
Okay. It's probably you may be the only. Well, there are a few people listening that might have gotten that. So Greg,
I'm chomping at my bit right now
to get to the real story
to
about
the tech
Chrome.
Part of this, yes,
we'll get to that in a moment. Is it the color of the exterior and interior that grabs your attention when
or
shopping?
The motion in the ocean
for a car. How about its engine or its miles per gallon? Brian Osich on what really is driving. Wait till you hear how much the technology interests of people are driving sales of cars today.
The LA Auto Show is underway, and this year, technology is king. Auto Trader's 2015 In-Vehicle Technology Shopper Influence Study finds car buyers care more about smartphone integration and infotainment features than cost and color of the vehicle. Auto Trader senior analyst Michelle Krebs says brand loyalty is out the window.
Of those
survey, 65% said they would switch vehicle brands to have all of the technology features they desired in their next vehicle. Increasingly, consumers surveyed said they want features like Wi-Fi and streaming music services, along with must-haves like cruise control, diagnostic alerts, and USB charging ports.
This puts the pressure on automakers to anticipate and deliver technologies consumers want most.
Our survey found 9 of 10 consumers likely to purchase a vehicle in the next year said they already have or plan to research the latest technologies as they shop for their new vehicle. This is a great opportunity for automakers and consumers to come together and learn more about today's newest technologies.
For more, go to autotrader.com. That's Consumer Focus from AutoTrader.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, Greg Stebbin, let's get to the bottom of this $85 investment in this new Google Chrome bit, a tiny stick that contains a full computer with a rock chip ARM processor. What? 2 GB of RAM? Do I even understand what this
no,
is?
No, you clearly do not understand this.
Thank you.
But I'm going to help.
I hope you will help us all.
So this is actually a very useful...
I'm reading the story we have at DougStefan.com, and I still don't understand.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Okay, good.
So there's this trend of essentially putting an entire computer on a little thing about a little bigger than a thumb drive.
Oh, nice.
So in the case of this Google Chrome bit, you plug it into the HDMI port of, let's say, a TV or a monitor, which are clearly not computers, and you have now transformed that TV or monitor into a computer. Now, in this case, you've transformed it into a Chrome-running computer, but there are also devices like ones called the Chrome Stick, Compute Stick, excuse me, from Intel that does the same thing, but it actually will turn any TV or monitor into a Windows 10 computer. So you literally can carry the entire computer in your shirt pocket and move it from place to place, which is a very big idea.
Okay. All right. So I don't know why this is a technology item, but we think so much about Amazon and how their business model seems to be built around technology. They are going to extend Black Friday. As a matter of fact, I think that next Wednesday they're starting. How many of these other retailers who was a Black Friday? What's Monday? Isn't Monday
Cyber Monday,
right?
Yes, yes.
So they're a week or two ahead of the curve. Does that make a difference? At this time, they're all looking for cash, it looks like to me.
I mean, it's a technology story in that they can get this message out thanks to technology. You know, 20 years ago, we wouldn't have known they were doing it because there was no internet.
Yeah.
And of course, in the case of Amazon and, frankly, every other retailer today, you may never go near a store. You might just do all of your shopping online.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how that's a threat to the original idea of Black Friday because
right.
you sit at home and shop.
Yeah. Okay. The reports from Paris on encryption, using encrypted messages, and that's how they got by local law enforcement. Is this going to be an increasing problem?
Yes, and it's not a surprising problem. I mean, from the day people began to start messaging and then messaging with encrypted messages, many have seen that these kinds of problems would just grow and grow and grow, and that's exactly what's happening.
So it takes a smart person to figure out this encryption stuff, though, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
I would think, man, you think about how I don't understand what Chromebit is. Imagine me being in charge of something like that.
Woo.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites.
bites and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.